Baltimore County Republicans are hoping to gain control of the county government come Election Day. WYPR's John Lee is joining us now in studio to talk about the GOP strategy in the county. John, what races are Republicans targeting?
Well, there's the county executive's race, of course, where Republican Al Redmer is competing against Democrat Johnny Olszewski. And Redmer has promised a competitive race, and he's following through on that promise. He's been raising money and was the first to run TV ads. And the last Republican elected as county executive was Roger Hayden in the early 90s. But there's also a key county council race going on in the 6th District. Two-term incumbent Kathy Bevins is being challenged by Republican Ryan Naraki. And this race could decide which party controls the county council. Democrats currently hold a 4-3 advantage on the council. So if the GOP can pick up a seat, it would take control. And the 6th is probably the most likely pickup.
And why the 6th? Why do Republicans think they have a shot there?
Well, politically, if you think about it, picture Baltimore County, it's geographically split. Republicans control virtually every elected seat. We're talking legislature as well as the council on the east side of the county, while the Democrats have the west side locked up. Now, the center of the county near the city line is more of a toss-up. The westernmost part of Kathy Bevins' 6th council district begins in the toss-up center around Parkville and Overly, but then heads east towards Middle River and east of 95 up to the Harford County line, a more conservative part of the county. And Bevins describes it as a purple district, and she knows Republicans are targeting her this election.
And I think that's why they're, you know, really working hard to get Al Redmer in, hoping for a Republican county executive and a majority county council, and that would just be, you know, complete la-la land for the Republicans, so it would be sweet for them.
If you ask Naraki, Bevin's Republican challenger, about that, he agrees it's a key race, but then he shifts the focus.
But I'm not looking at it from that perspective. I'm not coming at it from that partisan way. I'm doing this not because of control of the council. I'm doing this because I think that we need a change in our district.
But if you look at Naraki's latest campaign finance report, you'll see plenty of evidence that Republican leaders really want him in. Their campaign committees are making sizable donations, and Naraki has received a $4,000 loan from Redmer's campaign. Of course, if Redmer wins the county executive race, he would like nothing better than his fellow Republicans running the show on council.
So what are the issues that most matter to voters in the 6th?
Well, I attended one of their candidate forums recently, and no one attending asked the candidates about the political ramifications of the race. It was all about the issues. And Naraki said his number one issue is crime.
You know, I've knocked on almost 10,000 doors in this process, and I hear crime at nearly every single door.
Bevins touted her record on constituent services and getting schools built and renovated in her district.
In less than 6 years, I went from 52% of my schools being air conditioned to 100% of my schools being air conditioned. I advocate for dollars every single day.
They also debated development, government transparency, and the opioid crisis. This is bread and butter local government stuff that candidates throughout the county are talking about. And Nathan, this 6th District Council Forum was a nice reminder that candidates can debate, be civil, and respectful. There were no accusations, no raised voices, just a good old-fashioned back and forth on the issues.
Early voting starts in less than 2 weeks. Election Day itself is November 6th, and WYPR's John Lee will continue to cover Baltimore County races as that day approaches. John, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.